It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman every night right after Tom Likas on 97.1 Free FM. Filling in for Tim Conway Jr., Sam Phillips on this January 2nd. Welcome back, everybody. Happy 2008. We hope you had a safe and happy, wonderful New Year celebration.
I sure did.
I did not.
Aww.
I sleep through it. I get real depressed.
I know.
Yeah, I'm a mess.
No, you're not. I think you're fantastic. I really do. I don't think you get enough credit here at this station,
well,
Brian Whitman.
I
really don't.
I seem to be...
You get a bad rap.
If anyone at the station wants to take a shot at or insult somebody else on the station, I'm apparently fair game for that.
You know why?
There are some people who are not, and when you do, as I in the past have had some fun with Tom Likas, who I don't dislike, who I think is a great broadcaster.
I love Tom.
All hell rains down on me.
Right.
But if Tom mentions me, it's nothing.
Right.
If Frosty, Heidi, and Frank mention me, nothing.
The reason why they pick on you is you're quick with the comebacks. I mean, no other talent here could come back as funny and brilliantly as you do.
Sam, you're so sweet.
Under attack, look at how you deflect it.
That you would come in here and lie like this to make me feel better is so sweet.
I love you. I'm not lying. And I am sure that other people in L.A. agree with me.
Ron in Irvine is on Free FM. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Mr. Whitman. Hi, Sam. How you doing?
Hi, buddy. I'm doing okay. Thanks.
Good, good. Listen, Whitman,
yes.
You are great. Without you, there is no show, believe me.
This is what, Tim, I've been saying this to Tim for years. No, 2.5 years I've been saying that.
No,
to
but
Tim.
You two make a great team. Seriously, there is no one better than Conway and Whitman.
Well, we're in our third year, and I love him to death. I haven't talked to him in about 2 weeks. Scott in Culver City is on Free FM. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Whitman, listen, you first of all, stop whining.
I'm not
whining.
Sir, I'm not whining.
You are, because you went through your whole resume. You went, I've done this and I've done that. You don't need to do that. You're the alpha dog. Because Conway, first of all, not funny without you. You're hilarious.
Hold on, stop.
I love you, Sam. Sam, we shop at the same store. Right. I love you.
You're a
at the pharmacy?
Stalker!
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay,
go ahead, Whitman. Go ahead. Let me finish my
No. Hey.
Scott, if you smoke pot, you got to calm down.
Hey.
Well, I'm fine. Go ahead.
Hey, slow the hell down, Scotty.
Yeah,
I want to say a few. I want to say, would you slow the hell down?
Oh my God, that was Jack Nicholson.
Of course it was. Make you hot. I'm not going to hang up on you. You'll get your point out. Are you all ready to go now? That made you hot.
Go ahead,
Scott. Shut it, man. Listen.
Or else he's really going to make you go away.
The only reason I ran down where I have worked is because when you listen to the tape of Adam Carolla this morning, he says. Well, we have the tape.
Brian Whitman is a very talented sidekick.
Yes, listen.
Brian Whitman is a better sidekick than Danny is, but I don't think for a hot second that Brian Whitman would be a better host than Danny Bonaducci.
Okay.
See, this is where I disagree with him.
So that's why I mentioned the cities where I've been the host of my own show in an attempt to disprove...
He's Jimmy Kimmel's sidekick. He's a loser.
No,
why
he's
are you
not.
Listening to this loser?
No, he's a great guy.
He's a very funny guy. Hey, it's not that easy to, take over Howard Stern's slot in the morning, and that man did it.
Adam Carolla is... Why is Norm MacDonald on the O'Reilly Factor looking like he doesn't...
He looks very metrosexual.
Yeah, I mean, last time I saw him, he had a beard. He looked like a homeless guy. He was at the Commerce Casino. He's all... scrubbed up. Oh my gosh, what is he doing on the O'Reilly Factor? Jesus.
I love how something can just grab your attention, Whitman.
I have ADD.
It's cute.
I'm sorry, what?
You.
What did you say?
Yeah.
Oh. Adam Carolla's the best.
Yes.
And I'm not going to have anybody say anything about Adam that's not nice.
Yeah,
all right?
There you go.
Kevin in Upland is on Free FM. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, you're a big stud, Whitman.
Look at you, dude.
Hey, man, I heard the whole thing today on Carolla's show. And you're missing part of it. You know, a lot of it centered around his talk about how he's an alpha male and Danny's an alpha male, and how that contrast between a show where you've got two co-hosts. So I really think he intended to call you a co-host, not really a sidekick, but it just...
He called him a second banana and a sidekick.
Well, but I don't think he really meant it in a...
I think he meant it...
I don't think it was a subordinate way.
I think he meant it in a very complimentary way. I mean, Adam Carolla appreciates...
It's not easy being a sidekick.
Right, he's been very nice to me off the air. He said very nice things to me. I have no doubt in my mind how Adam feels about me.
He meant it as a compliment, is what I think.
I think so, too. I think he was just contrasting between the two types of shows.
All right, dude. Thanks for the phone call. Chris in Los Angeles is on Free FM. Hi, Chris.
What's up, Whitman.
Hey, dude. Happy New Year, man.
God damn mother effing honor to speak to you.
All right, man.
And Sammy?
Yes,
you're beautiful, baby.
Wow,
hey,
Chrissy.
Dude, you have to speak up a little bit. Put the lube down. And put the phone to your actual mouth and talk to us, dude.
Mm.
Well, I guess he couldn't.
I think
do
you
it.
Scared him away.
No, he made a choice. I gave him an ultimatum.
You did.
I said, put the lube away and talk to us.
I think that.
So he looked at the lube.
And he was like.
He considered the benefits of a conversation with us and said, F it. Lube time.
I think he was just freaked out that you were so psychic that you knew what he was doing, literally.
Dan in Thousand Oaks is on Free FM. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Sam. How are you? You're a big stud. Brian.
You're a stud, man. Wow, look at you.
Stud, man. You're a big stud. Hey, Brian, I think you're talented. I think you're good.
Yeah, you're nice.
Why do you put up with this stuff at work? Why don't you go find another job? And you know what? I got to tell you, there's a little part of me that says, Brian, I'm tired of listening to you complain about all these folks. You could be doing better. Go.
Well, okay, but Dan.
He's under contract.
I'm under contract. I make a decent living.
Yeah.
3 hours a night, that's all he asks.
That's all we ask. But you do.
I'm there every night, man.
God love you, buddy. God love you. And if anybody asks you, say, yep, I hear them for three hours every night.
No, but dude. Yeah.
You have noticed a trend here. It's official now with Adam. Every full-time host at the station, with the exception of John and Jeff, has taken what
the night's not over.
Yeah, they're coming up next at John and Jeff. They could get a shot at you too, buddy.
Maurice in the Moreno Valley is on Free FM. Happy New Year, Maurice.
Happy New Year, man.
Hey, man.
Look, wait a minute. I'm just trying to tell you like this. It's in your name. What? Brian Whitman, you are a witty man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody want to hate on you. You know what I'm saying? You got Danny Bagaduki over here.
Right. Wit is in my name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you got Danny Bagaduki, as I like to call him.
Bagaduki? You know what I'm saying? But that's why Bagaduki. Tom Likas calls me Brian Witless. And then Art laughs.
That's bad art.
He laughs for his check. So anyway, you were saying, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, now, other than that, man, it's like I love the show, and you are a big part of the show, and to me, there would be no show without you.
Well, you know, it's a two-person show. And
it is a two-person show.
Tim and I have always said that. This is a two-person show. And by the way, if I am the sidekick or the second, I would prefer when people ask me what I do, you know, like in the industry or if I'm talking to somebody back in New York who I used to work with.
Do you say you're a radio co-host?
They say, what do you do? And I say, oh, I co-host the evening show with Tim Conway Jr. on KLSX.
You don't say I'm a radio host. I host a show with Tim Conway Jr.?
No, I say I co-host a show. That's what I say. I don't say I'm the sidekick. I don't say I'm the second banana. I say I co-host a show.
Right.
Because that's how management presents it to us. But when we're in here doing the show, the dynamic of the show, I think, is obvious to the listener, where Tim leads, which is totally understandable.
Well, he's been here longer, if you just want to go by sheer years.
I would never, you know, I mean, there was never even a discussion about it. When I started here almost 3 years ago, there was never even a discussion about it.
Who was the top banana?
I knew it. Tim had been here forever. I said, of course, I'll just slide in there and I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Sliding into Steckler's seat.
Right, which are huge shoes to fill. And I got a lot of grief for a long time and a lot of angry emails, which I totally expected because I knew how and know still to this day
he's a legend.
How popular and legendary Steckler is. So. Yep. But I knew that would be my role. You know, I'll do what you want. You want me to do a few voices? That's what I'll do. I'll do, you know.
You chime in with the funny.
Well, you're a stud, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Joe in Aliso Viejo is on 97.1 Free FM. Happy 2008, Joe.
Thank you. You too.
Look at you, baby.
I want to say hi to Sam. Sam, I love you and Arsenio together. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you very much,
Aren't
Joe.
Aren't they great together when they team up? They're so much fun to listen
to. They are.
Thank you.
But I want to say that part of the reason why they may pick on you, and I don't necessarily think that you deserve it, but it might be because they know you take it so personally. Mm-hmm. So for them, it's like, you know, it's like teasing someone that they know is going to, you know, make a big deal out of it. Like, it amuses them.
Right.
They can get a rise out of you.
Right. It's like in the school.
Exactly.
In the schoolyard, who did everybody intimidate? The meek kid who they knew would, you know, scare the S out of them.
Right. Right, but I also think, like, if maybe you didn't vocalize your irritation so much, maybe they would stop.
But then there'd be no show.
Right,
though.
But then what would I do for 3 hours?
Then what would you talk about?
Jenny and Walnuts on Free FM. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Whitman.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
How cute.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, happy 2008, baby.
Listen to her.
You too. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I'm sorry. I'm at work.
Sweetheart, yeah, let me. Sweetie.
Yeah.
There is no need for you to be nervous, baby.
It's just Whitman.
It's just Whitman and Sam Phillips. And
Slam and Sammy.
And Conway will be back on Monday. It's just us, baby. So, how old are you, honey?
I'm 21.
Mm-hmm. And you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been dating him?
A little over half a year.
Do you have a sexual relationship?
Maybe.
Do you do it all? You do everything? Or there's some acts that you don't do?
She's not anal.
Anything to please them.
Oh. What?
Jesus, Sammy, we can't.
I tried it once, but not anymore.
I don't think we can. I don't want to get fired on January 2nd. God, just, you know, censor yourself. She has no filter, this Sam Phillips. She's like a five-year-old who smells bread, and they announce in the mall, I smell bread!
That's somebody that's not very smart.
No.
Makes that
you're very smart.
Proclamation.
You're one of the smartest women I know.
Thanks.
Jenny, I would like to get back to that conversation. You do anything that your boyfriend wants?
Pretty much. Almost.
Exactly.
He's actually listening on the radio right now.
Right, and how old is he?
He's 25.
Oh God, and you're 21.
Yes.
And how often do you guys hit it?
Every day.
When's the last time you did it?
Last night.
So you didn't do it yet today?
No, but after work it's on.
Oh, you're still at work. I see you said that. So after work, you'll get to it. Now, who's the aggressor sexually? It sounds like you might be the aggressor. You might.
It goes both ways.
Yeah,
dude, right. You make me laugh. Look at you, all in Jenny's business.
Well, I'm very turned on by her. This is a very.
But it's all about you this hour.
This is very erotic for me. Could you leave me alone?
What? I just want to. I want to get to all the people that say you're so great.
All right, Jenny. A lot of people say I suck.
No, hardly any of the board. There's a whole bunch of names, and they're all like, loves Whitman.
Yeah, we do. But, you know,
Whit's the best.
Put a dude on, you know, clear. That's true. There are a lot of nice people.
Yeah, there are.
Clear one or two.
Whit's a huge stud.
And let's get somebody who hates me like poison.
Oh, there's one at the top.
Yes. Very good. All right, look at that. Oh, how quickly they came in. All right. But don't get rid of all the nice people either. Jesus, Gina. So, Jenny, you wanted to say about the situation at hand.
Yes, and I just wanted to tell you that I think you're awesome and you're the biggest stud.
Now, if I'm the biggest stud, does that mean bigger than this boyfriend of yours?
You guys are about an equal level.
So would you leave him for me?
No.
Yes.
But
she's smart.
Sam,
yes.
I think you're gorgeous, and I say we should get together in session one day.
Oh, my God, really?
You're bisexual.
Smoke.
Yeah, she just wants to hang out and smoke, you know what?
Yeah, man.
Yes. Sure. I love you. You're gorgeous. I'm so glad every time you're on the air. But Whitman, I think you're so amazing. I mean, you're so funny. And
but then, baby, why wouldn't you, at 21 years old? I mean, you could date a lot of guys. You could date me for, you know, a month and then go back to your boyfriend. I mean, he wouldn't care.
You'd have a great time, Jenny.
You'd have a great...
Not that I would know, but assuming.
You'd have a great time, and then you go back to your boyfriend. If you're only 21, you live only once, sweetheart.
Well...
you think about it.
I don't know. He's kind of listening right now.
Oh, all right. You know what?
Yeah, you're putting Jenny on the spot.
ConwayandWhitman.com, all right?
Email Whitman.
Email conwayandwhitman.com, Jenny from Walnut. All right, I'll be looking for an email.
And you call The Single Life anytime, you sexy little thing.
Thank you, Jenny. We appreciate that very much. Yeah. This is Rick in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM. Happy 2008, everybody. Hi, Rick.
Hi, guys. Listen, I was going to start by calling you a whiny little bitch.
Well, thank you.
I decided against it. I think what you need is to stop making yourself the low-hanging fruit. You got the goods, dude. You got the goods, and you got a big set of stones. Just use them.
That's kind of true. Yeah. I mean, not that I would know.
What?
I'm just assuming. I've seen the outline.
Actually, you know what?
I could tell.
No, get out of here.
I could tell, dude. You could always tell.
No, no, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The size of a guy's package.
Drake is calling from New York. Now, that's interesting. Listening online. Where in New York are you, Drake?
Oh, I'm in the East Village, Whitman.
Really? Now, you know, do you know that I grew up on Staten Island?
Yeah, I listen to Adam's show, and I'm like, I have to track down this guy who does the Tom impersonation. So I've been looking on site, and then I finally found it was you.
Oh, now, and you know, did you ever, for years I was on WABC in New York. Did you ever hear me on 770 in New York?
I listen to that once in a while, but I'm
never
more of a,
right, FM
a 710 WOR guy.
Are you really? What, you want to listen to shows about colonics and crochet?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Dude, so you listen online in New York. That's awesome.
I'm from Brooklyn.
I'm from...
I remember when you were hosting your own show.
Right, Sam called into my show once in New York and said, I'm from Park Slope, Brooklyn. And now, Drake, you're in the East Village.
Yeah.
Do you know that for 11 years, my dear father, who's in heaven, God bless him, he walked a footpost. He was a police officer, and he was right there in the village. That was his beat.
Oh, my God, right by St. Mark's and all that.
Yes, he did. Yep, and he had a great time with great people there in the village. There are a lot worse places to walk a footpost.
Yeah, especially when it's 15 degrees here.
Well, that's just it. And I thought I couldn't help but think of my terrific father, who was a cop and many times worked the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration. I always used to say, Dad, can you take me? I wanted to go. I want to go, you know, to see the ball fall. Yeah. And he'd say, sport. He called me sport. He'd say,
no place for a child.
He'd say, Daddy works that event. You know, Daddy has to go there for work. You know, you don't want to go there. So. Anyway, so it's nice that you'd call from New York. What is on your mind, Drake?
No, I love, you know, your voices and everything. Like, don't feel depressed or don't knock yourself down. I think I listen to Adam. I've been listening for about 2 years through podcasting and everything, and he seemed a little off this morning. I think he was having trouble kind of answering questions, but not answering questions.
Well, it's an awkward his position this morning, which I didn't hear because I was trying to sleep. No, but I do enjoy listening to Adam. I listen as often as I can. It's an awkward for any host. That would be an
having to explain where your co-host went.
Yeah, that's have to be a terribly awkward thing to do.
What happened to him like around those last 3 or 4 days?
You know, normally we all just don't talk about it. A lot of times when somebody fades away or goes away or leaves a show, they encourage you to kind of like not really get into it.
Right, and oftentimes they'll let you do a last show, they just kick you the hell
out.
Yeah,
it's true.
Hey, Drake, do you ever go to Little Italy?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had dinner? What?
San Gennaro Fest.
Yeah, the Feast of San Gennaro. Have you ever had dinner at Angelo's?
No, why? Do they win tickets?
No. I just recommend you go to Angelo's on Mulberry Street.
I'll go to Angelo's.
And say hi to Antoine, who's the maitre d'. He might not remember me. I haven't been in there a long time. But go to Angelo's in Little Italy. You could walk there, I think.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Just say Tom Likas sent you.
Hey, what's the weather like?
The weather's freezing. It's 15 degrees.
Oh, jeez. That's why I'm here. I'll see you soon. Thanks, Drake. Appreciate it.
Well, you'd be warm in New York. Because you're kind of burly a little bit, even though you've lost weight. But, you know, you've got some padding. I'd be freezing. I weigh like 115 pounds.
Right, but I'd be warm because I have...
a little bit of meat. A little extra meat than me. Not that I would know. I could just tell. Look, you're wearing a multitude of layers. You look very warm.
Jacob and Chino is on Free FM. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Jacob.
Is this Tom or Brian?
Yeah, it's Whitman. I was going to do a little.
You had me fooled there for a second.
Yeah, sure I did. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to say you're a great sidekick and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sidekick is fine. It really is. It really is.
It's not an insult.
Is this Jason Chatsworth or Jake?
Hello, what's going on, Big Stud, my man?
Is it JC?
No, it's Chase.
Chase, what's that?
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Can you blow me up?
Here you go, Jace. 3, 4, 5. Jerry Wachowski, man.
On that button. He's
360
quick.
Was off.
You can ask Ryan to verify that.
Shouldn't be off when the show starts. Well, everything should be on. See, well, if you're cooking something in the kitchen, everything should be on and ready to go. So don't tell me the 360 was off as a defense, because that
that will irritate you.
Of course, it speaks to incompetence.
Well, I thought I wasn't supposed to blow people up anymore, anyways.
The 360
people
should,
told me not to do that.
The 360 is a component of the show that stores audio.
I understand that.
Would you shut up? Components, audio components of the show stored in the 360 are used often. Why would we be doing a show with it turned off?
That's the only sound effect I use from it, but that I was told I wasn't really sure if I was supposed to play.
Keep it all on. Believe me, they can pay the electric bill. Turn it all on. You want to turn the lights up too?
The lights are good.
And by the way, I want to mention something about Jerry, since we put this degenerate on the air.
Yes, Brian Whitman.
Courtney, we can't say her last name.
Okay.
But she's a porn star.
Oh, boy.
And she was in here before we went on vacation. And I think it was, I'll ask Gina. You were an independent observer. Honestly, did it seem as if maybe she was kind of thought I was cute? And honestly.
There was a vibe. I mean, granted, there was a big, huge plate of glass in between me and the other room, but there was a definite vibe.
Okay, seriously, and not for the radio. Do not overstate it. I just want you to be honest.
There was a vibe.
Okay.
Like, what's that mean, though?
She said to me that she would put me in one of her movies, and she said I could be a regular in
She's a porn star. She says that to everybody.
She was very complimentary about putting Brian in featurettes.
Right. Okay.
Well, she was looking at your hands, clearly.
No, and then she said, I like your flavor saver. I said, what do you mean? I said, I didn't shave today, so I'm roughly shaven. So she was into that, you remember, right?
She was into that.
And she said to me, let's go out, just don't shave for a week.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was real sexy.
Okay, that's dropping the hint.
And she's really into me. So after the vacation, today, January 2nd, Jerry Wyschowski comes in with a goatee.
Yeah, you're so absolutely crazy, it's ridiculous. You, Gina, everybody here is crazy to think that I did that because Courtney said that she liked you. She's a porn star. She's saying it because you're a host of a show. She's saying it for effect. She's trying to make herself sound available. Wow, you really think it's the first thing I thought about? You're crazy. You're all crazy.
Look at his goatee.
You know what, man?
Look, he has a goatee.
It's not even a goatee.
It's glued on.
Well, it's growing. I'm growing it.
It's not properly angled either.
We should get in some Grecian formula just to fill it in.
Because the porn star said she liked my, 5 o'clock shadow. Jerry comes in with a goatee.
Is that just for men, Jerry?
No. All right, Brian.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my back hurts. All right. Oh, God.
You guys are all crazy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, Jerry. When will you learn?
All right. Oh, that's awesome. Liz in La Puente is on Free FM. Hello, Liz.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Good, baby.
Did you have a happy New Year?
New Year's for me is, since I'm a child, has been a depressing time.
Oh, no. Yeah. You should have came and partied with us. It was
some people have that New Year's depression. We've talked about it on the air in years past. We won't talk about it tonight, but people have that depression. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit. So I have that. But I'm fine now. Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I listen to the show.
Yeah,
I listen to you. You're so hot, and I so think you should do a porn. You'd be the best.
Right. Baby, are you hot?
Of course I am.
No, come on. Tell me the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to her. She sounds hot.
Yeah, and you live in La Puente?
Yes, I do.
And you've seen me? I mean, you know what I look like?
Yes.
ConwayandWhitman.com. Who hasn't seen me?
Have you ever seen me in person? Have you seen me on KCAL? Because
have you seen him naked?
I've seen you on TV. I love your voice. I love you. My boyfriend is so jealous because I think you're so hot.
Oh, your boyfriend. Here we go with the boyfriend. Would you leave the boyfriend for me?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
You would?
The boyfriend's jealous.
Mm-hmm. Really? How long have you been dating this guy?
6 years.
Oh, no, he'll shoot me. The guy will shoot me. I don't know.
He'll stalk him.
But it's ConwayandWhitman.com, Liz, if you want to send a picture, a JPEG.
Hot picture.
We can get a little cyber communication going, ConwayandWhitman.com, okay?
We
need to go to break!
And I also wanted to tell you do the best, Lycus.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Bye, sexing.
There she goes.
You do the best Lycus besides, of course, Lycus.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we have a lot of stuff to talk about coming up in the next couple of hours. We're with you until 11 o'clock tonight. It's Conway and Whitman back for 2008. Sam Phillips filling in for Tim Conway Jr. I'm Brian Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM.